Blog Talk Radio.
Hard. I am back. This is Fernando and the Fernando Poniente Show. Welcome to my show. It's Monday Madness. That is, I got that from the March Madness. You know, Monday Madness. You get it. We're going to be talking about some bracketology here. You know, this is the Final Four, Final Six, Final Eight, Elite Eight, or whatever you want to talk about. But that's some sports. We're going to be talking about some news and some odd news. And also, the infamous on this day, we're also going to be covering that. Breaking news, social media news, and all kind of news, you name it, right here. Plus your call, if you call, 347-884-8125 is the number you got to call. You got to call. I'm also turning on the chat room right now. Chat room. Sorry, I forgot to turn it on. Now it's on. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/ The Fernando Poniente Show, and I will be there waiting, and some other users waiting. We'll talk about some stuff if you don't want to talk. And also, if you're a Skype user, hey, just clickety-clickety on the little Skype-y thing. You should be able to connect there, I think. Yes. And computer calls, you know, if you're doing a computer, you can call on here. But anyway, come on in. We will serve some H2O. No vodka, though. No vodka. Not yet. We were talking about last week's headlines, meaning what is actually hot last week. I'm looking through the news here. Nothing worth mentioning. The Oscars, actually, is worth mentioning. Did you see that? What's that movie that that basically grab all the things? Not the Avatar, the other one, the Hurt. The Hurt's actually, I heard it's pretty good. Yeah. I'm going to have to see it, though. Let's jump into the news here. Right away, if you're a social media fanatic or, if you're not really, you know, hidden or living under the rock. Well, if you have an iPhone and anything like that, Hootsuite. It's the social media Hootsuite is just like Sysmeek. I don't know if you were talking about, but anyway, Hootsuite. They want to integrate with Foursquare and MySpace. Actually, this coming week. We all know MySpace, MySpace.com. I don't even know when's the last time I logged in on MySpace because it's just, I have a BlackBerry and I'm on Facebook all the time and Twitter. Foursquare is actually a GPS locator thingy that you can check in to a venue. Let's say you go to like Target, and you can say, I'm at Target getting some diapers or whatever. And then you become, if you check in there enough, you become the quote unquote the mayor of the venue, and you earn some badge. And I don't know, go to Foursquare.com. They should be able to tell you. Better than I do because I'm a mayor of a couple mayors of venues actually, Family Life Church and I think it's Chuck E. Cheese, that's one of the mayor in there. But they're talking about like integrating together. you know, that's what they're talking about. It's helpful, you know, but if you're a techie kind of person, you would enjoy that. But if you still like, you know, the social media haters, like, oh, the Twitter haters, I don't think you would appreciate this. Let's get into the phone real quick, and I'll get my co-host here. Are you here? Are you there, Don? Second here. Don't talk yet. There you go. Oh, you're there?
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, okay. That's great. Are you able to hear me okay?
Yep.
All right. That's cool. So, like I was talking about, hold on a second.
Okay, got it.
All right. Go ahead and take over for a minute, Don, and you know, talk about some stuff to what you have lately. What happened? What's going on with you lately?
Oh, well, Saturday my daughter and I were taking our dog for like to go outside to go to the bathroom, and over by the dumpster there was like something, because our big dog's trying to like take me in there and pull me, and then our daughter has a little dog, and turned out that there was a skunk, and we didn't know there was a skunk until we got into the house. Well, we didn't know that our dog had got sprayed by a skunk, a little dog. So in the meantime, we were outside, and we started smelling like skunk. And then I told our daughter to put something in the van, and she opened the van door. The dog jumped in. The little dog jumped in the van, and she closed the door. She didn't even realize he was in there. And then she's like, oh, the dog's in there. And then she opened the door, and she got the dog out. And the next day, we found out that the dog had put some skunk spray in the van. But anyway, when we went into the house, I mean the apartment, you know, like the smell was so strong. So and then the dog went around the house, like jump on their bed and stuff like that. And then we're like, what is that smell? And we smelled the dog. It was the dog that smelled like skunk. And so what I did was I went and right away gave the dog a bath. In the meantime, my husband's like, how about try some vinegar? You know. And I was like, I had already gave the dog a bath.
Tomato juice is one of them, too.
Huh?
Vinegar or tomato juice, that's what I heard.
Yeah, I've heard tomato juice, you know, before, but I didn't, you know, he said that, and I was already giving the dog a bath and pretty much, I think, done as time by time I, you know, he said that. And so I used is something I got from shoppingsuperhighway.com. And it's called Pet Health. And what it
is that the medicated one? Is that a medicated or the hypoallergenic one?
That's a high. Actually, like we have a whole line of Pet Health. We have like OPC3 for dogs and all that. So what I have was the Pet Health hypoallergenic the shampoo and conditioner. It's like all in one bottle. It lasts a long time too, which is what I really like. We have a big dog. It looks like I use so much on that big dog, but it barely anything. Like it, you know, so it's just like a bottle that keeps on having something in there, you know. But anyway, that got rid of the dog smell, the skunk smell, right away. And so what I did was I had found yesterday when I went to the van, it looked like a dark color in our carpet. So what I did was I took the dog shampoo, put it in some water, and I also put some dog shampoo onto the carpet, and I washed the carpet, and the carpet does not stink anymore. So, but the dog must have climbed on the seat, because I'm still working the seat. I don't know. The dog shampoo was working, and so I just maybe I have to go over that one more time with the seats or something, because it's still in the air, you know, or maybe it's not even in the upholstery, but maybe it's just like in the air, you know, but
mm-hmm,
it worked.
Mm-hmm.
So I used it for the for the carpet shampooing of the skunks and the dog shampooing of the skunks.
All right. So, man, it's one of the things that gets hard to get rid of is the skunk spray. Yeah, I've heard some bad things. So some good story, but bad for them about their experience. When you have experience with the skunk smell. It's not easy to get rid of. That's why they always recommend tomato juice, because they have some kind of an acid that would neutralize the smell. Tomato juice. That's kind of an itchy. And they'll make your dog uncomfortable. You know what I mean? It would burn. It would burn their skin if they get the tomato juice gets in their skin. You know what I mean? So pet health. Speaking of that, so that will be a featured product today would be the pet health shampoo, right? The hypoallergenic shampoo. Okay. All right, and we're gonna go into moving to that segment on this day. Bum, bum, bum. And then later on, you're going to be hearing some music. We're going to play a Derek Remnerays on the Soapbox Project. I'm going to play the one I always play. Which one is that? Yeah, that one. The Holy Man. But on this day, it is March 8th. It's Monday. So March 8th, 1917, actually Russia, what they call February Revolutions, they call it because of the old style calendar used by Russians at the time. They actually began rioting and strikes in St. Petersburg. So that's 1917, March 8th. I wasn't born yet, but saw that in the news. So that was one of the highlights here. And on, hold a second here. On this date, actually back in 1702, England's Queen Anne ascended the throne upon the death of King William III. That's on this date in 1702. We got to fast forward to 1917. The U.S. Senate voted to limit filibusters by adopting the cloture rule. I don't know what that is, but it sounds politically motivated term. Cloture rule. Cloture? Or whatever. Anyway, 1930, William Howard Taft, the 27th president and the former chief justice of the United States, died in Washington, D.C. at the age of 72. So on this date, in 1930, it was a sad day back then. 1999, Baseball Hall of Famer Joe DiMaggio died at the age of 84. We all know that Joe DiMaggio, famous swing and his RBI, and also with the famous hookup with Marilyn Monroe, I think, yeah. anyway, 2005, the Chechen rebel leader, Aslan Maschadov, was killed in northern Chechnya during a raid by Russian forces. That's in 2005 on this day. On this day, 2008, President George W. Bush vetoed a bill that would have banned the CIA from using simulated drowning and other coercive interrogation methods to gain information from suspected terrorists. So-called the waterboarding and all that. So they would have banned that stuff, that procedure to get the people to talk, especially those who are suspected terrorists. And if you disagree with that, that's another different topic. So looks like Don's back. What happened to you, Don? Are you there? Are you there? Oh, never mind. So Dawn is not actually
okay,
back.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what happened earlier. I tried to put it on speakerphone, and I couldn't hear anything, but the time was still ticking on my phone, so I don't know.
Wow. Wow,
yep.
So don't put me in a speakerphone anymore, and that will happen. That's probably it's just your phone fairy. I don't want you to do that. Birthdays. We're going to go moving on. Birthdays. If you are having birthday today, happy birthday. If I know you directly or indirectly, if you happen to be listening to this show, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Yeah, so about that. Anyway, I'm just saying happy birthday. Yeah, there you go. You're not a star. And this is historic birthdays, actually. Giovanni Rosso, actually, today's his birthday. Italian painter and decorator. He's probably long dead, but today's his birthday. I suppose whoever keep an eye on that. But anyway, we're going to the people that are still living here. Current birthdays, actually. Lynn LeGraves is an actress. She turned 67 today. Mickey Dolenz, a rock musician and actor, from the Monkees. We all know that. And Jim Rice, 57 today, baseball Hall of Famer. Gary Newman, a rock singer, 52. Also, Lester Holt, news anchor of today's show. He turns 51. Freddie Prinze Jr., an actor, turns 34. And also, Hines Ward, a football player that plays for the, Hines Ward is plays for the Pittsburgh Steelers at 30-40 day. And also James Van Der Beek, an actor from Dawson's Creek, the guy, 30-40 day. And that, my friend, is on this day and also the birthdays of today. We're going to move on to the news in a little bit here, and we're going to be talking about some more. I wonder what the giant turkey was said about all that news.
Gobble.
He always says, gobble, gobble.
Gobble. Gobble. Gobble.
Yeah. All right. Enough of that. All righty. Am I going to speak your phone down? Because I can hear you talking. What?
Oh, I'm at the store right now.
Oh, okay. All right. Let me put you on mute for a minute here because I can hear. Yeah. I had to put her on mute so I can hear stuff talking. I don't know what it was, but hey, what's going on with the news today, man? It's just earthquakes left and right, man. It's the Haiti and the Chile, and now I believe, what is this again? Turkey. Turkey, yes, 51 dead. Let me go into that real quick. Yeah, it happens on Okular, Turkey. And it says that a strong pre-dawn earthquake struck eastern Turkey on Monday. Wow, killing 51 people as it knocked down stones and mud bricks houses and affected at least 6 villages. That's what the government says. So the earthquake actually surprised many residents as they slept, as it says here. Crumpling buildings into piles and rubble, panicked survivors plunged into the narrow village streets, some climbing out of the windows. It's more than 50 aftershocks measuring up to 5.5 and 5.3 magnitude that's hit the region. Wow. What is going on? So many earthquakes going on here. Is this something you have to worry about, Don?
What?
Earthquakes, man. It seems like it's one after another. This is like within a month.
What is going up?
Earthquakes, rumbling ground earthquakes, quakes.
Oh, airports are going up.
Earthquakes. Can you hear me?
I don't know. It's like not
the
very
quake.
Clear
connection. The quake. No, not airport.
Oh, earthquake.
Earthquake.
Okay, I got it. Earthquakes, yeah.
Earthquake.
It's just a sign of Jesus coming back sooner, because the more that the more earthquakes that happen, that means Jesus is going to come back. That's just like he already warned us that, you know, that's what's going to happen. You know, pretty much also, like, I think in the Old Testament it talks about that the earth is like a garment and that it wears out. So, I mean, it makes sense, like, that there's earthquakes.
When?
And Jesus already told us that there's going to be a lot of earthquakes before he comes back. There's going to be more and more earthquakes.
But when?
So is it something we need to worry about? No, I don't think so. I know the Lord will provide for us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he'll provide for his children. And he even provides for those that, you know, have rejected him. Like, you.
Right. So
like,
here's my thing. You're saying that, you know, you don't have to worry about it, but you do have to. Take that in consideration. If you, what if it happened to you, or what if it happened in your city, in your town, in your village? Are you ready to face the Creator?
Well,
are you ready? Are you going to heaven or are you going to hell? I think that's what you have to worry about. So if you're a Christian, and you know, and you you're well aware of the Bible, you're aware of the teaching of Jesus Christ, I think you don't have to worry about that. You know, you have no fear. But I think people should fear what happened on the other side. What happened, you know, if it happened to you and you just die and go blank and then all you open your eyes and you're in the bottom of pit of hell, you know?
True.
So that's what you have to worry about.
That's good you bring that up as a reminder, because a lot of people, you know, may have known that, but they have, you know, either forgotten or need to remember that, keeps in perspective. Because it is.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of people who's going to just go and just, you know, just shrug their shoulder and say, hey, you know, oh, well, you know what I mean? The thing is, here, this is what I challenge them, and I always say this, what if I'm, you know, let's just say I'm right, okay? Let's just say there's heaven and hell. And let's say I'm right, you know, and you ended up in heaven, you know, not in hell. And let's just say, we both, you know, that I'm wrong. You die, that's it. You know what I mean? Blank.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah.
You know, let's just say we're both right. You know what I mean? It's just like, well, you always win. I mean, I always challenge that. Let's say we were, you know, I'm right and you're wrong. Let's say you're right and I'm wrong, you know. Anyway, so that's the things you have to worry about. But the, you know, the earthquakes and all that, yes, it's tragic. And we got to do as Christians, you know, we all have to do, you know, we have to do what we need to do. We got to help those who are in need, and we ought to pray to those who need prayers. You know,
right?
As far as like fear, yes, fear that. You know, are you good enough to go to heaven? You know, fear that that are you going to, when you face your Creator, and, you know, is he going to deny you, or, you know, is he going to accept you to his kingdom? But do not fear about the death. That's what I always say. But anyway, we got to move on here. It's 25 past an hour, so we're going to play some song here in a minute. But and also the product feature product that we have today is the Pet Health Hypoallergenic Shampoo for your pet. And like John's saying, I mean, it even works for the skunk.
Uh-huh.
You know, this is like, it cleanses and polishes the coating of, you know, your pet, moisturizes and conditions. And this is a non-irritating, non-stinging, even in the eyes. And he has a pH balance for normal, dry, and sensitive skins, pet skin. It's sulfate-free, phosphate-free, alcohol-free, preservative-free, and paraben-free. So it's natural. It's safe for your pets. And I think, humans probably can easily use this if they want to. You know, and it gets rid of the smell. It even gets rid of the skunky smell. And that's it. It's a pet health hypoallergenic shampoo that you can find in shopinsuperhighway.com, and you can earn cash back when you purchase this. You can earn cash back for that. So just go there and purchase this pet health and do your, you know, do yourself a favor. Buy this. Or do your dog a favor. Buy this for them.
That's
okay. On that note, we're going to go ahead and, yeah, we're going to play some song here in a minute. But before I go, though, before I play that song, I want to read this news again. Two of the world's oldest people actually died on the same day. What is the irony?
Wow.
What is this coincidence? I mean, two of the world's, I would say yes. I mean, and let's read on, actually. This is, it's a sad day for super centenarians. Two of the 10 oldest people in the world died within 24-hour span. March 7th, 2010, I said, would actually go down in history as the first time two top 10, what they called super centenarians, died in the same day. This is a very elite group, the very top of the what they call the population pyramid. So there's the oldest person living in the U.S. and the second oldest in the world died early Sunday at the nursing home in Westmoreland, New Hampshire. She was 114 years and 294 days old. Oh, my goodness. Hours
How old?
Later, 114 years.
Wow.
And 294 days old. So, hours later, Daisy Bailey, the oldest living black person in the world and the fifth oldest person in the world, died at 10:03 p.m. in Detroit. She was born March 30th, 1896, in Tennessee. She was 113 years and 342 days old. So it's about 114. They said it's sad. It's sad. But, hey, we all have to go there, right? I don't care how old you are. I don't care if you're 100. I don't care if you're going to live 150, but you're still going to die. You know? You're still going to live. You're going to die. You're still going to pass. And a lot of young people out there, they think, you know, they're going to live forever, but you're not.
Yeah.
I mean, you might be able to prolong your lifespan, but sooner or later, you're going to get there. Is that right? What do you say about this, Dawn? Man, would you like to live for like past 100 years old?
Huh?
How long do you want to live? Yeah.
Well, as long as Lord's in my life and it gives me the strength to keep living, you know, because life is hard. Life is hard you know, I mean, it just sometimes you just like get scared of getting old, you know. But I think that a lot of people get scared of getting old because they don't have time to enjoy life, what God created. You know,
right.
I mean, if you have a lot of money and you have you don't have to go to work, then it's kind of like, then you, like, get to enjoy life, I think, you know, I mean, so I guess it depends on if you're taking care of your health, you know, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think that has a lot to do with it. And, you know, the Lord needs to give strength to the people, you know, as they get older, because when you're little, you know, you like can't wait to, or you can hardly wait, I mean, to get older. And when you're older, you kind of like want to slow down time for some reason, you know. So, you know, as long as Lord gives me strength, I have no really comment on how old I want to live to.
And also,
you know,
I just want to
live as long as God wants.
Right, there you go. And also, you know, I mean, this people here and there, because lived until like 114, but how long they've been in a nursing home? You know, it looks like this, you know, one of them died in a nursing home. You know, if I have to stay in a nursing home, I mean, I don't know. It's just, I'm just saying this. If I have to stay in a nursing home, like, you know, then, and I would have to crap myself, and I would have to face, you know, I would rather, you know, just face my creator right away than to die like that. That's for just my opinions. And if you don't like it, you can deal with it. We got to go. We are going to, I'm going to go play some music today. I thought I was going to have a half hour show, but hey, you know, it's an hour. They accepted it. So I'm going to have an hour show. So when we get back, when we come back here from break, we're going to be talking about some news and more politics. And also, hey, we're going to touch up on the NCAA bracketology and my opinion on who's going to win, who's going to the Final Four. So come back, grab a cup of coffee or tea, and we're here. Just listen to the Holy Man or the Soapbox Project. This song is called The Holy Man by Derek Ramirez. You know, he was at my show a couple months ago. Yeah, last year? Yeah, last year, something like that. But anyway, listen to this, and we'll be back. This is your Fernando Poniente show. I'm not afraid to
Ken Pettigrew, host of The Ken Pettigrew Show. You want to know what pisses me off? Too much government, too much taxes, and not enough rights. Come check out my show, The Ken Pettigrew Show, at blogtalkradio.com/Ken-Pettigrew. Live Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Your voice is a weapon. Come pull the trigger with Ken Pettigrew at blogtalkradio.com, where your voice is a weapon.
Forgotten Heroes, the independent film that Hollywood refused to distribute.
They were asked to risk their lives in order to save their enemy.
The producers of Forgotten Heroes are donating 25% of all sales to the American Veterans Disabled for Life Memorial Fund.
We need someone to go in there and bring him out.
From first-time director Jack Marino, the home run for America's Vietnam veterans.
They are Forgotten Heroes.
Buy the DVD now at ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com. That's ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com.
Talk Time Radio with Winston Pitts. Tuesday and Thursday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Call in live at 347-826-9009. The young conservative of Blog Talk Radio. Make your voice heard.
Hey, y'all, this is Rob. You're listening to my boy Fernando's show. Hell of a show. Y'all should be paying attention. Peace out.
Hi, this is Kim from KickDad.com, and you're listening to the Fernando Poniatti Show.
We're going to be talking about some NCAA, you know, some of the bracket. I don't know, it's kind of early for we'll be talking about some bracket because we have 1 week to go. We have different opinions on a lot of things. They're talking about Vanderbilt, that where are they going to be at, you know, if NCAA tournament started actually, a day or today, actually. So, my fourth thing, final four here, and I'm going to tell you right now, it's the we always got to go with that, the Kansas. Oh, my goodness. I mean, who would not put Kansas in the final four? You'd be out of your mind if you don't. Kansas, Syracuse, Kentucky, and I don't know, you know, Kentucky, I would say Duke, but we don't know yet. We know that there's a lot of good teams out there that can be replacing them too. I mean, although they're number one of all their divisions, but you know, we're doing it. But you know, to me, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and go with the Duke. It's just me. I just want to play safe now this year. But anyway, that is not so much, but take it or leave it. We have Don on the other line here. Hey, Don, what's shaking?
Well, I'm trying to figure out what movie to rent. I'm not really a very big fan of Alice in the Wonderland, but there's some movie, like from RHI. Alice.
Yeah,
I don't know what you think.
There's got to be an old, Alice in Wonderland. No.
Yeah, any movies out there that you're looking to watch anytime soon?
I don't know. I heard that, The Wild Things is out.
Yeah, I think that comes out actually tomorrow. What about Couples Retreat? Do you think that's like a kids movie?
No, Couples Retreat, no. That is not a kid friendly movie, even though it's PG-13.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't. I don't know. I don't want to see. But you know, given the descriptions in the cast and the trailer, you know, movie trailers and all that, I don't think.
What do you think about the movie Surrogate?
It's with Bruce Willis,
Surrogate. Yeah, it's a
PG-13,
but I don't know. Do you think that's
a
family-friendly movie?
What is the description of it? I mean, it's kind of a hard... is that an action pack? Is that a, you know, what is that? A drama? What is it? Like a comedy? Horror? What is
it's
that?
No, it's like it says it's kind of like sci-fi.
Willis is
that,
right?
In a not so distant future, where people experience life through perfect surrogates controlled by the safety of their own homes, murder is a thing of the past. That's what it says. It's like Bruce Willis in it.
Well, kids, yeah, I would definitely get that. If it's sci-fi, you know what I mean? Bruce Willis, yeah, yeah, I get that. I'll make sure
so you
watch it with
now?
The kids.
All right, sounds good. So
you know,
then,
make sure
yep.
you watch that with your kids.
Good, so that's okay for the kids to watch, I think, okay?
Mm-hmm,
all right.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know.
What's your news?
Oh, what's my news?
What's the
news? I have a wisdom thought out there for all the crackheads out there. Do not pay, if you're going to deal crack, do not pay with Monopoly money.
Do not pay with Monopoly money.
That's what I said, yeah. That's because I'm reading this news. Wichita, Kansas, they're actually investigating. They say there's an odd crime that involves drugs, assault, and Monopoly money. And it said it started as a routine traffic stop in the Wichita neighborhood Thursday evening when the cops actually pulled over a car and they found a 33-year-old man bleeding from head and telling an unusual story. And the guy was saying something. It said a couple of weeks ago he bought several hundred dollars of crack cocaine with Monopoly money, and now the dealer was ready to go for payback. So the cop says the man whom he had bought the drugs was upset. Well, yeah, you think? And invited him over to his house, and upon arrival, struck him in the head several times with the handgun, and actually other people jumped him. So that's what happened. So I mean, this guy clearly not thinking. I think all the crack is going in his head. You know, when you pay with the Monopoly money and they invite you to his house, do not show up. They said, at this point, the guy says is being uncooperative. So I don't know if they're going to find those crackheads, but so if you are getting paid with, you know, Monopoly money, don't accept it. If you're being offered to say, hey, I'll pay for your shoes with this Monopoly money, no, don't accept it. It's not good money.
Right.
The guy's injury actually was not life threatening. So what do you say, you? What do you say to that?
Yeah, I think you should not take drugs at all, you know, especially
yeah.
that crap, you know. So, and like, you know, when you take that kind of stuff, your brain don't think right. And the world is becoming, you know, a lot of evil around the world. And sometimes it's hard to think right even when you're not on that stuff. And you got that stuff added to it. That's not good, you know.
Right.
So
that's my tip of the day. Tip of the day. Write this down. Paying for hundreds of dollars of crack cocaine with Monopoly money, we're probably a fairly decent butt kicking. So don't pay crack cocaine with Monopoly money. You're going to get yourself killed. okay. Don't use crack cocaine at all. That's my thing. Drugs is bad. Drugs are bad. Okay. Let me okay. Here we go. Another news here. The cop says there's a woman actually crashes her car. You know what the reason why she crashed? She was shaving her bikini area. Yeah, that's what happened. Shaving her bikini area. A 37-year-old a woman from Florida, actually. Florida. Whoa, to all the Floridians out there. Is that what you guys do down there? You shave while you drive? Not just shave, but you shave your bikini area. No, that is just wrong. I mean, you think texting is hard, multitasking is hard, but this lady's actually, you know, she knows multitasking. And according to arrest, actually the lady told the Florida State Trooper that she was on her way to Key West to meet her boyfriend. And, you know, she just wanted to be ready for her for the visit. So she says that she had her ex-husband actually riding in the passenger seat, take the wheel while she attended to her, you know, thing down there. So... Can you hold the wheels while I shave? You know, not just shave the legs, but shaving for the sun don't shine. What say you, Don? What do you say to those people who are listening? Do not shave at all?
She was shaving while she was driving?
Shaving, yeah. Shaving her bikini area. Not just shaving. Shaving,
I guess she was in a hurry and she thought she didn't have enough time to do that, and maybe she was going for some kind of interview for like bikini model or something. I don't know.
No, she said,
you did not shave while you were driving.
Okay, all right. She said that she was going to visit her boyfriend and she just wanted to get ready for him.
Yeah.
But
so,
the boyfriend is in the car with her.
Her boyfriend was in the car?
With her, yeah. She actually asked, you know, she actually asked him to take the wheels while she shaved.
Wow. I think she was, like, not thinking right there. I think, you know.
I think there's drugs and alcohol be involved in that.
What'd you say?
I think there's some drugs and alcohol involved.
Right.
And some Monopoly money. What do you think? What do you think?
I think you know, like from speculating that it will be yes, there will be drugs involved or something, you know, make her not
mm-hmm.
think right, you know, that's
mm-hmm.
the thing, because like you know, she's driving, it'd be different if she was like the passenger. Still, you shouldn't do that, be a passenger, but it's better than if you're the driver, you know.
Right.
Oh. Yeah.
That's just weird. Speaking of weird, actually, the man. Never heard the term that says, you know, I mean, the saying that God made me do it, you know, to those people that committed crimes or, you know, just trying to blame God. It's trying, you know, just trying to say that God made it, you know, made him do it. That's what it is. But anyway, there's a book that says God made me do it. The true stories of the worst advice the Lord has ever given his followers. God made me do it by Mark Hartzman. I don't know. I mean, it's like I'm looking at the books right now, and it's just like looking at the book, and it's written by Mark Hartzman. It says, God made me do it. God made me write this book. And the book collects more than 150 stories, demonstrating how the phrase "God told me to" has become the world's most overused and worst excuse for poor judgment, horrendous acts, and pure nonsense. You know, it's a phrase that dictated presidential policies, led to murders of loved ones, set off deadly hunger strikes, encouraged cannibalism, and provoked self-mutilation, caused the exhuming of corpses, spawned community ridicule, etc., etc. Now, is this... the question is this something that... I mean, I know a lot of people, maybe a lot of people out there, is going to turn this thing. See what religion will do to you, and see what... You know, I think this is aiming towards religion. Don't you agree, Don?
Well,
Don?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear
okay.
you.
Okay. I'm just thinking, you know, like, well, first of all, God won't make you do anything because we have a free will. You know, and when you say... If you did something bad and you're like, God made me do it, first of all, you're lying because God doesn't make you do anything. You have free will. And second of all, maybe there's a detection of, you know, and Lord knows me, maybe there's bitterness in that, you know. I mean, like, sometimes you could, you know, when you're, well, so, and that's what I have to say about that. But I also think that if you're trying to make a decision that, like a big decision, like moving or something like that, you have to like include God in that, and you have to pray about it. And I, you know, sometimes it's hard to know if Lord's telling you, but I believe that if you do it with the right intention, you know, like that you're moving because you want to glorify the Lord, you know, or if you want to be able to save money,
right,
you know.
He's collecting, you know, like the notes doesn't collect, the book collects more than 150 true stories demonstrating how the phrase "God told me to" has become the world's most overused and worst excuse for poor judgment. You know, nothing, you know, so it's gonna, you know, there's some stories out there that, you know, you'll see something like, you know, a lady that killed his children because God told him to, you know, stuff that happened, like presidential, you know, like he mentioned here, he will say as a God, I saw sign from God, you know, stuff like that. And I think it's you know, those anti-religion or atheists, you know, I think this is just one of the attack of religion, not just you know. I mean, it's mainly for Christianity. I think this is an attack to Christianity. That's my perception. And because, the author is saying that the Lord spoke to him recently, and he's making mockery out of Moses. And he says, the Lord, he said, in quote, "The Lord spoke to me recently. It was a near burning patch of shrubbery, nothing too dangerous, but enough to grab my attention. He said unto me, 'Mark, write a book.' a book documenting my more recent conversation with my children of the world, my political leaders, my overpaid athletes, my murderers, my preachers, my bumpkins, and whoever else ears I whispered into. Spread the Lord's lesser known and most outlandish words unto all who will listen. This is, you know, he's collecting the, you know, the work of Satan. Don't you think?
Well,
just because it says God in there, I don't think it's God told him. And again, he's making mockery out of religion, out of, you know, a divine. Go ahead.
I'm thinking that, like, it depends on what's in the book. I mean, if he is,
it's all
like,
about what's in the book is chaos. Is what's in the book is book's content is. They're actually full of horrendous acts. You know, that's pure nonsense.
Yeah, but
a lot of people out there, you know, like especially not you know, they're not, you know, they're criminals and they just say, you know, God made me do it, or
yeah.
You know, they use the excuse. And I think he collected that, and I think he's making a point here that religion. You know, religion in that, and he doesn't say Christianity, but I think he's aiming towards Christianity. But he said religion, not he said, but I think he's. But he's aiming to, you know, what Richard Dawkins and Hitchens are, you know, talking about, that religions are nothing but poisons to the community and to to our humanity and all that. So.
If you say like that, but I was talking about if he was saying in the book about that you shouldn't say that God made me do this, you know, that it's not something to make light of saying God made you do something, you know what I mean?
He's actually collected a lot of true stories, more than 150 true stories, in his demonstrate the phrase, quote unquote, God told me to, or God made me do. You know, again, this is just, you're going to have to Google that, or go to shoppingsuperhighway.com and type in a book in there on a web search. We're out of time, Don. Thanks for participating today. Thanks for those who listened today, and also in the chat room. I'm closing the chat room right now. And we have about 30 seconds, so I'll give you the last word, Don.
All right. Seek first the kingdom of God, and he shall give you everything you have need of. And have a great day. And for all you shopping needs and earn some extra cash, which I know, like most of the people around the world need to do, shop at shopthesuperhighway.com and earn cash back at the stores, and also the stores that tell you where you can get it. Thank you.
All right, now we are signing off. This is Fernando on the Fernando Poniente Show. Once again, it is Monday. Catch me next Wednesday, hopefully at 9 p.m. or 10 p.m. Pacific, Central, 9 or 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. And once again, this is Fernando. We are out. God bless you all.